This is Yolanda again. You know, I'm always amazed in my spiritual counseling work that metaphysical students forget the first fundamental guideline which rules their dedication. Let go and let God. When I say this is the first fundamental guideline, I mean that it is the first level of awakening and realization of a spiritual life, as contrasted to a materialistic mortal one. Anyone who's had the first glimpse of awareness of the spiritual self, of God in action, or of a master teacher or a prophet, knows I of myself can do nothing. Only God through me works to bring about manifestation. The Father, the I Am Self within, the Father and I are one. From out of this basic foundation, all other things are built in spiritual dedication, love, and services. Certainly, we all agree on this. So, in a sense, this subject this week is a suitable companion to the one on the other side of worrying. Why my amazement? Well, because when it comes to personal dilemmas, impasses, conflicts, imperfections, diseases of the mind, body, or soul where the individual is involved or trapped, he or she neglects to understand and to apply this first mandatory principle to himself. Now, psychologically speaking, it really shouldn't be so amazing to me, I know. We have blind spots in our own situations or in those that involve our closest family or friends or associates. We don't always see ourselves objectively, and when we're in the midst of our own personal pain and fears, somehow we seem to lose the ability to apply our knowledge and aptitudes, no matter how advanced we are. For instance, is it not said that a lawyer who represents himself as a fool for a client or a doctor who treats himself or his family as non-professional in his diagnosis and is impatient with their treatment and their healing? We all would like to think that when we are in spiritual work, we have risen above those cliches, but they are truisms nevertheless. But my personal experience has demonstrated that certain aspects of human nature are carried over into even this, the most advanced areas of evolvement. And all I'm asking in this broadcast is that we examine this potential honestly, thoroughly, and as objectively as possible. In this way, we may be able to hurdle this stumbling block to advance to a new level of spiritual growth and understanding and, at the same time, to heal some personal wounds and blind spots in ourselves. Now, more and more, Mark and I do less and less personal counseling of our staff and the close associates, even family members and students. And why is this? Because the entire purpose and techniques of the Mark Age program are to teach mankind to know about, to desire, and to connect with his higher self, the I Am or the Christ self within. This is the Father which Jesus spoke of when he said, "The Father and I are one. Who sees the Son sees the Father." Of course, Jesus meant that the personality and the mortal frame or body through which we work are extensions or creations of the spiritual self. The Father is the Creator. Our earth expressions are reflections of the spiritual self or Father, only to the extent that our mortal minds and limited human aspects do not color or block the true and perfect image coming from the Father or the I Am level. That is why we do not over-counsel, over-protect, over-instruct. For once you've made a person aware of his own Christ self within, then the teacher or the prophet or the master steps aside and allows that higher self to become operative and predominant. Otherwise, the student or disciple is dependent on the teacher. Man must learn to listen to and to be dependent on his own Christ self, his Father within. But we all see through this glass darkly. At least we do so at first. Our patience and perseverance are for continually and unceasingly forcing the student or disciple to return to the basic fundamental guideline. The Father and I are one. Therefore, let go and let the Father within do the work. Now let me backtrack here a little to where I said our human aspects block or color the true and perfect image coming from the I Am or the Father level. Our human, personal, emotional, uncontrolled, or undisciplined selves color the perfection which is on the spiritual level, or it blocks or prevents us from releasing our human frailties, desires, fears, overzealousness, intellectual reasonings, and so forth, in order that the higher nature, the spiritual faculties, can operate unhindered. Now, I'm going to mention only three examples where there are personal or family conditions, and by these I'm implying that hundreds of similar cases have been brought to my attention, to Mark's attention, in our 20 years of spiritual counseling, or our 40 years if you're going to add them together. One, some of the most advanced students, even ministers and teachers, will ask us personally, what's my soul mission in life? What's my higher self name and destiny? Where can I serve in the program? What spiritual or artistic talent should I concentrate on for this lifetime? Some people somehow never think of asking their own high selves to reveal this to them consciously. For some mysterious reason, to Mark and me, they seem to think that such vital, personal information rightly should come through a channel or a psychic reader, invariably, unless the person has worked this through conscientiously for years in meditation and dream analysis and doesn't have results. Mark and I insist that he or she receives the guidance and the information directly from within. If our higher selves reveal that an objective confirmation is in order through our I Am intunements, we cooperate. Otherwise, we appeal silently to the I Am within the other person to break through the barrier of the subconscious or the conscious mind that's involved. Now, the purpose of this MAM network is to link as many highly spiritual and dedicated lightworkers as possible to broadcast the same image and to decree simultaneously to world or group conditions where blockages occur. Now, we're not going to be able to accomplish this by the end of this century in this Mark Age period and program if we cannot dissolve, first and foremost, the blind spots in our own personal individual lives. Physician, heal thyself. Each of us must remove the block or the boulder in our own demonstrations before we expect to link together and effectively and unconditionally heal others and to remove from the world all the errors of mortal and human limitations. Now let's look at the second example. Parents who are Mark Age members and supporters come to me sometimes when their children are sick or unruly or unmanageable or delinquent, and they ask for a soul reading. Actually, some of these are asking for justification why that child does not belong to their level of spiritual development and dedication. They're looking for a cop-out when, more to the point, it is a golden opportunity for them to apply all their accumulated spiritual knowledge and powers for which they've been training for years and years. Invariably, Mark or I instruct them, turn to the child's high self. Through your own I Am self, make contact with the child's I Am self. Ask that his or her I Am self inform you of the problem, the methods for healing, the missing ingredient needed to reach a rational explanation or solution. As a channel and a reader of soul records, I can do it. But what will that prove to them? That I'm a terrific channel or an indispensable spiritual teacher to their family? That's not my reason for existence. And it is not Mark Age's policy to be the only source or the only connection to God and the hierarchy. You have to do the work. We have taught the principles. Now you apply them. Let's take a third example. A marriage partner comes to us and complains that his or her spouse is not interested in spiritual literature or teachers or scoffs at interest in New Age topics or something like that, and they even prohibit the purchase of literature or tapes or giving donations. My first question, Have you worked with the person's high self? The thought may never have occurred to them. Yet some of these might even be you man broadcasters, dedicated to group visualizations and to decreeing for mass conditions. But decreeing for or visualizing the high self of the other person with whom you're intimately involved, you've got to know that this is the truth. The high self of that person knows the hierarchical plan, not only for Earth, but throughout the solar system. The high self knows and can direct how and when to break through to the mortal impactions which frustrate those individuals, your relatives, your friends, your associates. As I have said many times in the past, forgetting the high self or father within any of our fellow human beings is a gross attitude of spiritual pride and conceit. It's a sense of spiritual superiority. In other words, you're saying, I have a high self, but the other person doesn't have a high self. You, the spiritual you, the father within you, can do plenty about the problem if you keep the mortal you, the selfish, superior human side of you, out of it. Then you, the I am in you, can converse with and can receive guidance from the I am self of any other being. But because our human emotions are involved, because lower ego preferences and evaluations, which are really mortal judgments of others, are dominant, you see through the glass darkly, and you find yourself at an impasse, a blockage, a negation, an entrapment in your own personal life and affairs, your own personal relationships. Friends, this way you are building your own prisons. Your own limited thoughts or fears, your own wrong evaluations and applications, put the bars around your own freedom of expressions. You must release yourselves, your family, your friends, the negative conditions in your world to the I am self within. The Father and I are one. Through the Father, I am free, unencumbered, knowledgeable, healthy, which means whole or holy, and able to receive the correct and proper solutions to all problems that affect my life, the life of my loved ones, and my closest associates. In fact, eventually, all problems that confront the group consciousness of mankind on this planet. The Father, or the I Am Self, you can call it Christ, you can call it Buddhic state, you can call it Jehovah, call it the Force, call it whatever you want. This is the personal, individualized connection with Spirit, the allness of creative energy and power. Let go of the limited mortal. Let God work through you as an instrument, as an agent, as one precious part of the wholeness. I am that I am. So it is, and so you must be it.